Your body and mind is an instrument. I hesitate to say a device, but it wouldn't be an unreasonable word. It's an instrument for doing two things, for perceiving and for expressing. That is what your body and mind is, an instrument for perceiving and expressing. That which illuminates this instrument brings it consciousness, intelligence, life, is the you that I was referring to earlier on this morning. And that is also called in the Upanishads, Atman, or the self. Your nature is that, in combination with this instrument, all this comes about. Surely we should fall on our knees in awe at this phenomenon. My goodness me, how magnificent you are, truly. How have you done this? How have you brought yourself about to do these things? It's incredible. You've done nothing. Nothing at all. It's come about because of something we'll discuss later on. But in this moment we can call God. What a creation. You are. What power you have. Amazing, isn't it? That we may neglect to notice this grandeur and become consumed by what Yama called the pleasant. Nothing wrong with pleasure. But you now know what the pleasant means. The ephemeral, the fickle, the short-lived, the inconsequential, the distracting, the avoiding, the small, the tedious, the dull. Shining through all of that is love and passion and intelligence and vitality. Like the open sky, which on a cloudy day can become dull. So sometimes this instrument, because of traits, karma, environment, many things, there is weather inside this instrument, which catches your attention and makes it seem dull. But I'm telling you, the you that I referred to this morning is impervious to that. It's impossible for that to be dull. It never is dull. Never. Even in desperate circumstances. Never. Truly. This isn't a theory I'm proposing here. I'm describing. It's impossible. But the clouds can be thick and long-lasting, dark at the edges and thunderous. But you know, there is no weather on earth, no weather exists that can fully obliterate the sun. It's totally impossible. It can only pass across the surface of sunlight for a temporary period. So that which passes across the sunlight, that's what Yama means by the pleasant. And that which is perpetually shining, even in the presence of clouds, is what Yama means by the good.